time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The New York Times Thursday night broke a bombshell story reporting that the president in March gave firm instructions to the top White House lawyer to stop Attorney General Jeff Sessions from recusing himself in the Russia investigation. The Times' Michael Schmidt spoke with MSNBC.
You're reporting that back in March, Trump told the top White House lawyer to stop him, and the top White House lawyer tried to do that.
Correct. And afterwards, the president got very angry. And the president's been open about his anger, but this was a one-on-one, was with, in front of several other White House officials. And the president said that he needed an attorney general who was going to protect them. He said that he wanted something along the lines of what RFK had been for JFK or what Eric Holder had been for Barack Obama. And then he said, "Where's my Roy Cohn?" referring to his longtime personal lawyer and fixer who had done the communist investigations in the 1950s. But these are different events that we uncovered that Mueller has learned about in the course of his investigation as he looks at the question of obstruction.
The other part of the story was what else Mueller has reportedly now corroborated, as Rachel Maddow explains.
FBI Director James Comey's bombshell claims about President Trump have been substantiated by the special counsel, Robert Mueller. I mean, these are the claims that led to the special counsel being appointed in the first place. These are the claims that are at the heart of the president's personal legal liability for potentially criminal obstruction of justice. In this new reporting that has just been posted by the New York Times, reporter Michael Schmidt says Robert Mueller has now obtained independent corroboration of these crucial claims from James Comey about President Trump.
Yeah, on April 11th, Comey testified, when he testified before Congress, he said on April 11th, Trump called him and said, "You got to help me get out the word with the Justice Department that I'm not under investigation. How are we going to get that out if he talks to the Justice Department about it?" And when the White House handed over notes and documents that they had to the special counsel's office, they handed over stuff from Reince Priebus, and there was handwritten notes from a conversation that Reince Priebus had with the president on April 11th, in which the president discussed with him the conversation that he had with Comey. These things substantiated what Comey was saying in his memos. They showed what Comey was saying in his memos led Trump to have a conversation with Reince Priebus about it. So that is what the evidence that Mueller has that shows that these events that Comey has described indeed occurred. And as we know, the White House has said that Comey's a liar and that he made these things up. So in terms of substantiating, understanding whether what Comey said is true, this gets Mueller closer to that.
As if that's not enough, much of the media is fixated on the new book by Michael Wolff, Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House, which was supposed to be published on January 9th, but moved up after Trump's attorney threatened the author and publisher with a cease and desist order. Wolf appeared on the Today Show Friday morning.
The book is published as of 9 o'clock this morning. The president's lawyers sent a cease and desist letter threatening legal action against you and the publisher, to which you say?
And they sent that yesterday before they actually had read the book, But actually what I say is where do I send the box of chocolates?
You think he's helping you sell books?
Absolutely. I mean, and not only is he helping me sell books, but he's helping me prove the point of the book. I mean, this is extraordinary that a president of the United States would try to stop the publication of a book. This doesn't happen, has not happened from other presidents, would not even happen from a CEO of a mid-sized company.
The book doesn't paint a very flattering portrait of the president.
You said that these senior people insult his intelligence. What are the kinds of things people would say?
They say he's a moron, an idiot. Actually, there's a competition to sort of get to the bottom line here of who this man is. Let's remember, this man does not read, does not listen. So he's like a pinball, just shooting off the sides.
Although the major news organizations say they haven't yet verified all the stories in the book, Michael Wolff claims it's all true and says he's got recordings and notes. Thursday also brought with it a sweeping new offshore drilling plan aimed at opening huge swaths of the Atlantic, Pacific, and Arctic oceans to oil exploration, areas that are currently protected. And Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced a rollback of an Obama-era policy which urged federal prosecutors to refrain from targeting state legal cannabis operations. The pushback from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle was swift, with Colorado Senator Cory Gardner taking action.
And I call on Attorney General Sessions to explain to me why President Trump was wrong in 2016 and what changed their minds, and that they reverse their decision to withdraw and rescind the Cole Memorandum, and that they re-implement and reinstate the Cole Memorandum. And until that happens, I think I am obligated by the people of Colorado to take all steps necessary to protect the state of Colorado and their rights. And that's why I will be putting today a hold on every single nomination from the Department of Justice until Attorney General Jeff Sessions lives up to the commitment that he made to me in my pre-confirmation meeting with him that was specifically about this issue of states' rights in Colorado. I got the
news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.